Belize is a tiny country, almost like a Caribbean island that crashed into the Central American coast. It's a tropical paradise that rarely makes the news. Until May 2021, that is. When a mysterious shooting made international news.
This morning, just after 1, Superintendent Henry Jamot was fatally shot, reportedly with his own weapon.
Jamot and a woman were drinking alone on the pier.
Questions are swirling this morning. A high-ranking police officer dead, a woman connected to a billionaire family on the pier when he died. This morning, calls for justice.
There were indeed a lot of questions, like, what were these two people doing alone on a pier in the middle of the night? He's a local cop with 5 kids. She's a Canadian resort developer with twins of her own. And the father of those twins happens to be heir to the British lord who's one of the most powerful men in the country. It wasn't just a tragedy, it was a fiasco. And it didn't look good for anyone.
Henry knew things about other high-ranking police officers in the police department. He had a lot of enemies and people wanted to kill him.
I didn't know what was going on. It was like a bad dream.
Upon investigating, she had what appeared to be blood on her arms and on her clothing.
I'm telling you, it was empty. The clip was empty.
Why did you kill my brother?
They don't understand innocent until proven guilty.
The case is being fully investigated.
Two people alone on a pier. One gets shot. It should be an open and shut case, right? Well, not in Belize. Nothing here is ever that simple.
If you're Belizean and you have some sort of influence or you have money, you will pull strings.
Corruption in Belize is invisible, but you feel it and you live it.
This is a white woman who has a lot of money. Justice will not be served in this case.
I think there are maybe 8 police officers surrounding her, covering her with a blanket.
There's no question, it is a tax haven.
And it goes all the way to the top.
It's all about money.
I think that sums it up.
Most outlets stuck with the simplest narrative. Rich socialite kills local cop. But the story we found over 2 years of reporting spread all around the globe and unfolded into a bizarre web of contradictions, corruption, and colonialism.
She got involved with a very powerful set of people whose dirty laundry she knows.
He's so evil. This man is so evil. He doesn't see what he's doing.
It can't be nice to fall from being one of the Kardashians to being in a third world prison.
But if she dies, her estate can't sue for custody.
Why are you keeping my children from me, Andrew?
I'll tell you everything. I'm ready. Gloves are off. Filter's gone.
If it comes out, it will suck them. It will suck the family.
Some heads will roll.
I'm Josh Dean. Join me and the team that created the hit podcast Chameleon on a wild journey that rarely goes where you expect it to.
Have you met a mama bear? Try to take her cubs. Go for it.
White Devil, a Campside Media original, coming in May.
They approached me and they said, listen, we'll help you if you help us. And they wanted me to try to stop your podcast.